So there's no question that Chamisha B'Shalach is very demoralizing Aliyah, right? It's only heady aftermath of Kriyas Yamsuf, and you know, then they come to Elim, and Rashi, you know, so beautifully based on Midrash Chazal, talks about this being, you know, an indication of, you know, Keneged Yud Beis Shvatim and the Shivim Zakenim, and, you know, the connection that all of Klal Yisrael has to Torah. And then Vayisum Elim, Vayavok Aldas Bnei Yisrael in Bar Sinai, Asher Ben Elim B'Vein Sinai, V'chamishasar Yom L'Chodesh HaShini, let's say some years, it's only a month since Makas Bechoros. V'yilonu Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael Moshe V'yal Aron Bamidbar. V'yimro Lehem Bnei Yisrael Mi'itin Busenu V'yad Hashem Beretz Mitzrayim, V'shivtenu Ol Sira Basar Be'achlinu Lechem Asova, Ki Otisem Osanu Amidbar Hazah, Otisem Osanu, I should say, Amidbar Hazah, L'mises Kol HaKahal Hazah Barav. So you could, you know, if you could forgive the Jewish people for their, you know, hyperbolic and you know, presentation of life in Egypt, Yishivtein Vel Sira Basar, right? The attack is against Moshe and Aaron. L'hamis is called Ka'al Azeh Barab. Not the first time, as we know. You know, they were in distress prior to Yamsuf. You know, Hamibliyin Kivarim and Mitzrayim L'kachtanu L'mus Bamidbar. So we have this reiteration of the pathology. That one shining moment where we discussed at length LP the Ramban, where the Ramban says, look, you know, they trusted Hashem, but they thought that Moshe was, you know, sort of, you know, carrying out his own agenda. So the answer to that ultimately is Vayaminu b'Hashem uve Moshe avdo, Moshe b'Torah's Eved. But they're back to this idea that, you know, Moshe and Aaron are pulling the strings, particularly Moshe. La misses kol akal zabarav. So, you know, Moshe's response gets exactly at this point. Vayomer Moshe v'Aaron kol bnei Yisrael erev yedatem. Ki Hashem otzi eschem eretz Yitzrayim. It wasn't me. Uvoker item eskvod Hashem b'shem oslunu zichem al Hashem v'nach numa. He says it once. Ki salin olenu. Vayomer Moshe. B'teis Hashem lachem ba'erev basar lechol v'lechem v'boker lisboa. B'shmoa Hashem eslunu zichem. Hashem is the one who hears you. Asher etem ani malinim alav. V'nach numa. A second time. Lo alenu slunu zichem ki al Hashem. Again, this is exactly what the Ramban was able to pick up on earlier in the Sedra, that there's this deep, profound confusion of the Jewish people as to what role Moshe and Aaron are playing relative to Hashem. That's exactly how the Ramban comments here. V'nach numa, ki salinu aleinu, amr b'va, mikot si b'nezu, v'nach numa b'yadinu lasos, ki lo asinu rak mashet sivanu, v'inenu chen, avol kimo ma'enosh ki tizkirenu, ma'adam v'tei da'ehu. Kiba menach shavu, v'zos derech anava, ki menachnu she tulisem aleinu shehotzeanu eschem meretz Mitzrayim, heina nachnu ayinu, ufe aleinu hovel. Right, this is the Ramban, Kedarko Bakodesh, working off the Psukim in Yeshayahu. Right, v'lo aleinu slu seichem, ki el Hashem, hu amotzi eschem etzrayim, lo anachnu. So the point that Moshe and Aaron are trying to make in response is that we're not driving these events. You keep on ascribing to us decisions that are not our own, including here, la mis es kol akal hazeh barav. Previously, you know, al yamsuf, you know, you said, amibliyin kivarim and mitzrayim, lakechtanu lamus bamidbar, and now specifically, la mis es kol akal hazeh barav. These are very strong words, right? And you should appreciate, you should understand that Hashem is driving these events. You had that clarity on Yamsuf, Vayaminu b'Hashem u'Moshe Avdo, but apparently, you know, and sadly, that clarity has been completely lost, and now Moshe has to respond, v'nach numa, on multiple occasions, to try to set the record straight. We'll of course, note that the record was never set straight, and the exaggerated role that Moshe played in the people's mind is really the underlying conceptual problem, which leads to the Egel Azav, Za'ish Moshe, Asher halanu meretz Yitzrayim lo yadanu mehayalo. And this is actually, I think, in many ways, the Ramban l'shitaso. Not just earlier in the Sedra, when he noted that they may have trusted Hashem, but they were highly distrustful of Moshe. Vayamru el Moshe hamibliyin kivarim mitzrayim. But also the Ramban's beautiful assessment of the man, where he refers to it as a bria chadasha, haman notzal hamati yitzira chadasha b'shavayim ke'inin ma'isa breishis. Because it had to be part of the Maisa Bereishis. The man was much more miraculous than the Slav, the Ramban writes, which came with the wind, but the man had to be miraculous. The Jewish people should recognize that Hashem is literally the one who's driving all of these events, feeding them every single day, and not as they misperceived Moshe Rabbeinu.